Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We should all go into the weekend feeling right.
Yeah.
That's why we do Feel Good Friday. We want to hear about the good going on in your life.
Right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll go around the room here first. Big Al Mack, why are you feeling good, buddy?
I'm feeling good because it's Friday. It's payday. And I'm going to see my son this afternoon. And I'm just feeling good.
Feeling good.
I got a list.
Yeah, I got a list.
We know why Kelly's feeling good.
Well, my daughter's coming home from camp today. She's been gone all week.
All right.
And then tomorrow, the movers are coming. They're bringing all of Alan's stuff
over.
They're bringing more stuff?
Yeah.
The big furniture.
Okay. We've been just bringing the boxes.
I got you.
Yeah.
Finalizing the move.
All
pretty
right.
much.
This is what's happening.
Why are you guys feeling good? JC?
I'm feeling good because the wifey is going to be out of town, so I get to...
Single!
...have the house to myself. No, it's more the peace and quiet.
Oh, okay.
Kids are...
That too.
...at that age where they like to be extremely loud and scream for no reason.
I got you. What about you, Jenna?
I'm just always feeling good lately. Actually, you know, I've been working 6 months on a website for wellness and fitness, and it's finally almost ready.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
I feel like it's been a really long time, but I think it'll be ready in a week or two.
All right.
So for some of my ladies, they might like it.
Keep us posted on
800,
that.
800-543-3548, Kid Nation.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's go to the phones here with Nick. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Just chilling. What are you feeling good?
Hey, man, I feel good, first off, because it's Friday.
Right.
But I actually really feel good because I got a surprise in my lunchbox this morning.
Oh, what was it?
What?
Pig in a blanket, man.
Oh, that's awesome. That's we're so happy.
Who put that in there?
I must have did something good.
That's all right, Nick.
I'm used to getting oatmeal, but I opened up my box this morning and I seen that pig in a blanket there.
Oh, that's so great.
My man. You know what? The small things, baby. It's the small things.
Sometimes the wife hooks it up and you're like, oh, look at her.
I'm so hungry. I want one of those right now.
That's all right, Nick. You have a good day, man.
Later, Nick. Enjoy that pig in the blanket. Those are so good. From the text, look at this. My Feel Good Friday. Last week, my son got drafted by the Washington Nationals.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm a teacher, and today's the last day of summer school. Summer begins today at 3:10. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Very nice.
Son got drafted to the Nationals.
You know what? This morning, a lot of people feeling good. NBA draft was yesterday, last night. A lot of new millionaires.
LeVar Ball's feeling good.
Yep.
Called it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, Amber.
His daddy.
Amber.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Why are you feeling good, babe?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I am feeling good because I woke up with a little less stress this morning. My husband had to return to Mexico after being in the country since 2001, and he got approved for his immigration visa yesterday.
Wow.
Yay. Nice.
Oh, you Mexican.
When's he coming back? What day?
We hope. We just when his package is ready, that should be in 3 to 5 days. So hopefully next Tuesday or Wednesday, we have a 10-year-old little boy and an 8-year-old little girl that's really missing their daddy and ready for him to come home.
Aww.
Did you say how long it's been since you've seen him?
Just since last Monday, or this Monday, we dropped him off at the airport.
Yeah. Right.
But it was just super scary since we didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it could have been longer.
It might have been longer.
He went down there and took care of business and got that visa. Well,
good.
Hey, make sure you tape that reunion with the kids. That's going to be sweet.
Yes, absolutely.
Amber, congratulations.
Yeah.
Gets to see her husband again. Could have been longer.
Oh, yeah.
So you know.
Never know.
You never know. Hey, Kayla.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Me and my husband have been trying to have our second kid for a while now. I have a lot of fertility issues, and our last treatment, the doctor said that I might not be able to if this last attempt didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yay!
We are ready to get pregnant now.
Yay!
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Have them babies. There's a chance that you could have twins, right?
Well, if you do IVF.
Yeah, that medicine makes it really, really high possibility to have multiple.
Oh, you're doing the Clomid?
Yeah. Well, at least that way, if you were looking for two or three.
There you go.
Maybe you just get it out of the way with one. One pregnancy out. Congratulations. This is a good one. Jessica, what are you up to?
Hey, I feel good this Friday because we have our first home visit of three visits to hopefully become foster adoptive parents.
Aww. Wow.
That is so cool.
Very nice. Very nice.
So yeah. So fostering, that means you'll have kids coming in and out of your home that need a place to stay, right?
Yeah, we just kind of hope to be that for kids. And then if there are kids that come around that want to find a permanent home, we hope we can be that as well.
So you are looking to adopt as well. That is so cool.
Aww. Very cool. How long does that process take?
Well, we had to take 6 weeks of classes that started in May, and we still have the three home visits, so I don't expect we'll be able to open our home until August. So probably about 4 months, if not a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife's friend, our friend, they do fostering, and they had this little boy for a long time, mm-hmm. and he had to go back to his family. But she gets to see him still. Okay. They allow her to go see him because she was a big part of his life, which is really cool. So forever, he'll have two little families here.
Very cool.
His regular family, and then he'll have his foster family that'll keep track of him. That is really cool that you guys are doing that, Jessica. Congratulations. From the text, Feel Good Friday, Alan designed a cactus tattoo for me.
Yeah.
I'm going tomorrow to meet with the artist. That's from Sarah.
Yeah. Alan just... You know, one of his bucket list items when we sat down at the beginning of the year was to start drawing again. Mm-hmm. So for our anniversary or something, I got him all the pencils and pads, and he just started sketching. And he, you know, post them on Facebook or whatever, and people like them. So he said, will you draw one for me? And he's like, sure. And so, yeah, a lot of them are actually framing them, and some people are actually putting them on their bodies, which is cool. And then they send in the pictures.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, tattoos, a lot of people... You know, whatever, but they have a lot of meaning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and doesn't mean like he'll be drawing something with a toad and a butterfly and all this random stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what does this mean? He's like, well, the toad represents this, the butterflies represent that. It's all meaning, you know.
It all always comes together.
Very interesting.
Those tattoos.
All right.
And yeah, he bought that guitar because he was...
Yeah, because finally, I mean, it's a lot of work, so he had to start charging. Doesn't charge a lot, but he used all the money he made and bought a guitar.
Very cool.
Yeah, because he's doing something he loves.
Yeah.
My name's Yvette. My 4-year-old has been acting like something has possessed her for the past 2 months. And out of nowhere, the last 4 days, she has been an angel. Huh. Today she told me, Mommy, I'm tired of being bad.
Aw. Takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, it does.
You were yelling too much, and it hurt my ears, and I walked away. I win. Feel Good Friday.
Aww.
Yeah, we all have those moments.
Kids really just say, I'm tired of being bad.
Eventually. Yeah, I've had that with Case. And he's like, I'm tired. I'm tired of being bad.
Yeah.
They know.
Tired
they know.
Being bad.
So they just go. They go be good for a couple weeks. And this is the best when you have kids. Amy, what happened with your kid?
Hey, y'all. So my little boy took his first steps yesterday at the dentist's office.
Oh, at the dentist's office. Wow, he really wanted to get out of that chair.
Congratulations, Amy. What's your son's name?
His name is Colin.
Colin finally took his first steps.
Yep.
And then they move around, and you got to keep an eye on for
reals.
You got to
start really keeping surveillance.
And then, Abby.
Uh-oh. Hey, guys. Hey.
Your Feel Good Friday, I'm sure your boyfriend won't be very happy about.
The other day I was searching for something in his drawers and I accidentally found the engagement ring box.
Oh, no. But good for you.
I know.
Don't say anything.
I literally was trying not to when I saw him. I was just like, ah! Like, it's like the dream ring, of course, because I sent him all the pictures, so he knew.
Yeah. But, and you told him you found it?
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
No.
Hopefully no one hears me on
here. No, he doesn't know.
Hey, I thought you said you showed him.
Do not
tell him that you found out. You just got to fake that surprise.
I will. Oh, my gosh. I've been practicing my shocked face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. You ruined it for yourself. Don't ruin it for him.
Yeah.
At least I won't know when he does it.
That's
or how
true.
He does it.
That's true.
What the ring looks like.
That's true.
You got to be on your best behavior.
If something's going to happen as like 6 months goes by and they're fighting. She's
going to get an attitude.
Like, why didn't you give me that ring?
Here's a little bit of advice. Put a pig in a blanket in his lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My move up the date.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you. A week from tomorrow.
Kelly's getting married.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Oh, future congratulations to you.
Yeah, let
Thank
us know.
You guys.
Let us know how he proposes.
Yeah.
I will, definitely.
Try to hold back from saying yes every time he just walks in the room.
I love it.
Yes.
Hold
Hold back. Did you want to ask me something?
Yes. I love it.
Hold back from doing that. You'll be
You're
fine.
You're perfect.
You want to talk about anything?
Yes. He's tying his shoe. Yes.
She can still be surprised. Yep. I knew I was getting engaged this year. I just didn't know when.
Right.
But then I started getting an attitude-y about it.
Like, when is it happening?
Right? Yeah, I did.
Because I held on to my engagement ring for like a year before I did it. Not to scare you, Abby, or anything, but there's that. Congratulations, though. The accidental snooping.
Yeah,
sometimes it just happens. Wonder, the guys are bad.
We suck at hiding stuff.
What was she looking for?
I don't know.
That.
what were you looking for? Engagement ring?
If we try, we can find anything.
Yeah, y'all can.
I hid mine in my Letterman's jacket from high school because my wife would never go in there.
Good.
It's a good spot.
Good hiding spot.
At least I don't think she found it. We do have Beat Shazam coming up. Your chance to win $1,000. All you got to do is tell us the name of the song we play. That's happening next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About 10 minutes away from having you call in to play Beat Shazam yesterday. Did you guys watch it?
I didn't. I missed it.
They had their first $1 million winner on Beat Shazam.
What was it?
It's Gutsy.
Was it... this is a buildup of them getting songs correct, right?
Yeah, so it starts with three couples or three teams, and then they narrow it down.
They're playing against each other.
Yeah, they're playing against each other, and then they knock off one team, and then there's two left. And then it gets to when you get to the final round where you can win the $1 million, there's only one team left. And they win money based on how many songs they get.
Mm-hmm.
And then before the $1 million song, or if they get to it, they are asked if they want to walk away with the money they have or if they want to try to go for the $1 million. And the couple, they're from Nashville, I believe. They're from Tennessee. And Christine and Steve.
How much did they have that they were risking?
I'm not sure. I don't have it right in front of me. But they had enough to where they told each other, we were going to walk away regardless because we didn't want to risk it. They don't have very much money. Yeah. He's a bartender, aspiring musician. And so they wanted to just walk away with the money. But for some reason, they decided to, why not? YOLO.
We'll be in the same position we were.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then the song came out, and it's from 1984, Tears for Fears, Shout.
Okay.
So they probably, that's an easy one, really, isn't it?
Kelly,
Newport Jail Festival,
Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, you're on TV, all that drama's happening, the pressure.
The blood's thumping in your ears.
And it's win or go home.
Jamie Foxx is standing 2 feet from you. The crowd is silent.
But, you know, I think they want somebody to win the million as well.
Sure, yeah, of course.
And they don't hook you up with the chorus. They hook you up with, like, the middle of the song.
Yeah.
And so that could throw you off as well. But he said... He recognized that song because he said, my grandmother who passed away, she used to love Tears for Fears, which is really weird. My mind caught a memory, and then the song title came to me, and she said, shout.
Shout!
And they won $1 million.
That's exciting. That's
great.
So if you are going to go on this TV show, they do have some advice for you.
Mm.
Study. They said they spent 3 months leading up to the taping studying.
I love that was their advice.
Yeah. They would wake up and said, we didn't really have a relationship. We just basically
quizzed
wake
each other
up
on songs.
Yeah, they'd wake up, turn on music, and listen to pop music that they, you know, that was out of their range. And it worked for them.
There you go.
Said, I probably listened to more Justin Bieber in my life than studying for this.
Now I can appreciate it.
Are all the songs that they do on the show, since I've only seen bits and pieces, do they do super obscure songs from artists, or is it usually kind of... I mean, it's a range of genres, but it's more well-known, like radio, maybe. I mean, obviously, Shout.
Yeah.
That's a more popular.
From what I've seen, it's songs that you would have heard at some point.
Yeah.
Charted music, I guess.
Yeah.
It just gets difficult if you're 24.
Gosh, I want to play this with my mom, Candy. I'm telling you, she's not as much with pop music, but growing up, we used to sit in the car and do this. My mom, from the first strum of a guitar note,
can
between 60s, 70s, 80s, done. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if
I used to like scroll the radio when I was little, and Candy is so good with her music. Yeah, she would just, I mean, from one note, she'd be like Beatles and name the song. She was so good.
Really?
I want to quiz her.
Maybe we could take one of the episodes from Beat Shazam. Maybe this one. She won't know. And then we play every single song that they had to do and see if she gets it.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it over our break.
And why don't you sign her up for Beat Shazam, the TV show?
Because it's the pop music I think would get her.
Oh, that's why you would be on her team.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
You and Candy, your mom, would be the perfect duo for Shazam.
Why don't we play with a parent against each other?
Oh, well.
Well, my mom.
Oh, just you two, you mean? You're not looking at me and Al over here.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no,
my
all of us.
Know,
yeah.
My mom wouldn't know a lot.
We create our own. No.
If we got our own teams?
No.
Kelly, you would do fine. You're good with music.
You're great.
Yeah, you would carry the team. Who would you pick, Connie or Jerry?
Confidence. Oh. You got to be confident. You're great with music.
Your dad would be great.
Yeah, would you choose your mom
show.
Or your dad?
They don't know music.
I know, but your dad would be hilarious.
My dad, then.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, I'm going to defer to you on this one. This is the day the
if
Lord
there were church
made.
Songs.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
We'd some hymns. Kill you all.
Oh, they would.
Slay.
Maybe we'll try that. We'll see how our parents do.
All right.
I don't know how my mom would do it. My dad definitely would not do very well.
My mom would not do well at all.
Unless it's Vicente Fernandez.
Not her area.
Yeah. No, she listens to music, though. She likes music back in the day.
It's just an idea.
Yeah. No, I love the idea. I'm just saying, personally, my mom wouldn't fare very well.
All right. We'll see if we can get something going. But I do want to see if Candy would win the show. If we played her the songs.
Maybe we could take on a Kid Nation member and their parent. That would be fun.
Like movies and stuff. My mom didn't see a lot of movies because, well, she would fall asleep in the movie theater. So just,
wow.
She would just not see a lot
from?
Of movies. Yeah, I guess so. So you know, she watched a little bit of TV, but, I mean, as far as just pop culture type stuff and music and knowing the artist, nah, probably not her forte.
Yeah. Watching the show, I don't think I would fare well on Beat Shazam.
No.
There were some songs.
Especially when they give you the multiple choices. It's like, you think you know what it is until they give you three other really good options.
Yeah, right.
And you got to do it fast. You got to click in super fast and beat the other team.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of DNA and genetics, Al, did you know there's about 2 pounds of DNA in your body? A little fun fact.
2 pounds.
2 pounds of DNA.
Well, why aren't you 100% DNA?
I think I'm probably about 1.5 pounds because I've had to give mine to testing.
Why? For children?
Yeah, just testing.
Time hey, that's time. Not funny.
Thanks, Mike.
That Tyson interview has provided us with so much content.
It'll kill you. Yeah, it'll pull you right out of the
hole.
Do
the other one.
Yeah. That's not funny.
Do the...
I only have that's not funny right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You silly.
You so silly.
Hey, that's not funny. It's silly.
So, are y'all hearing buzz about the fight coming up, speaking of Mike Tyson, the McGregor and Mayweather fight? I just want to get... Now, me, of course, I have a business interest in it, so I'm excited about it, but you guys...
I feel like they're going to rip off the world. That's what they're doing. This is a big old heist.
So, don't give in, JC.
I can't help it, Kelly.
I mean...
I can't. The guy in me wants to see it, even though I know it's going to happen.
Don't pay for it.
The whole thing is, like, even the last big fight, Mayweather and Pacquiao, right?
Yeah.
The hype. That's what gets you excited. The fight was garbage. But it's just the buildup, you know? It's almost like the Super Bowl. You get excited about Super Bowl, the game gets here. Usually it's a bust. Usually. Last year was a great game, but... I just wanted to know if y'all were excited about it.
I'm excited, but I know what's going to happen. I feel like they're just going to run away with all the money. And then we're going to be complaining on Monday.
I got a Snapchat from someone that's offering a ticket to their suite for the fight.
How much?
Asking me if I'm interested in purchasing.
How much?
$7,000.
Seven?
For the whole suite?
One ticket
into the suite. I'm no thanks, man. I'm good. No. What? No way. I'm probably just going to watch it at home. I mean...
So
I don't know. I mean, I guess if I had all the money in the world, it would be a cool thing to go to, but
have they said
no
how much
way.
Tickets are going to be?
Cheapest tickets right now looking, I mean, I think a lot of them are just resale now, but the cheapest seat you can get to go to the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas and watch the fight is just under $2,400.
Okay, that's the cheapest seat.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So basically, first two or three rows are going to be
rich people.
$20,000.
More, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody at that boxing match is going to be rich, basically.
Yeah, it's like the Super Bowl, man.
To get in there.
Yes. So I guess you could go to Vegas and Bumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, there's going to be a lot of ladies out there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of ladies?
A lot of those,
you know.
A lot
of those other ones, yeah.
Speaking of those.
It's time for Tidbit News.
An 88-year-old guy in Ohio flagged down cops on Wednesday.
88-year-old.
Shout out, Ohio.
8-year-old. Okay. After a one-eyed lady of the night stole his wallet.
I guess she's pretty easy to identify.
A one-eyed lady of the night, you know?
Oh, my God. A one-eyed hooker.
How would you describe her? She has one eye.
Cyclops.
Man, you go get her.
You gotta be real, man. You got you pick it up. Yeah, give me one eye over there.
At that point, you just take your loss, right? You don't like, man. Do I really need to go tell the cops what I was doing?
That's so sad.
Myself.
It is sad on so many levels.
I'm so curious.
I would love. I want.
You know, her name is La Popeye. Oh,
that's not nice.
Patty Wop.
Stop it. My mother Price only had one eye. Stop it.
What?
Yeah. She
Did you ever tell us?
She had a glass eye. She was when she was born. The doctors messed up the delivery, and she lost an eye. It's not funny.
She did.
Yes, she had a glass eye.
I'm not talking about your mother Price. I'm talking about the one eye hooker.
She'd literally have a little bowl she'd keep on the sink, and
it had her eye in it.
It had an eye. It was eye wash, and she'd take her eye out.
She'd take her eye out.
That is. I would have loved that as a kid.
It was interesting.
I love Popeye.
They did such a great job, though. You couldn't tell when she had it in. You could not tell she had a fake eye. Crazy.
Yeah, so some of those are really good. The only reason I want them to catch her is because
you can keep making fun of people that have one eye with more funny names. That's fine.
She committed a crime.
She's a wallet-stealing hooker.
I didn't mean to stop your flow of one-eye people.
This story is funny.
The only reason I want her to be caught is because I want to see the mugshot. That's all I want. Like, what's she looking like?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I mean...
Yeah. That's what's happening out there in the world, Jenna. I know. But we do have $1,000 for you right now. We're just talking about B-Shazam. We had $1 million winner last night on the TV show. We would like to have $1,000 winner on our radio show.
Yes, we would.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 11 to try to beat Shazam. If they don't get it right, we'll keep going until we find a winner next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
It's time to beat Shazam.
Now.
$1,000, one song, that's it. Yesterday there was $1 million winner, but they had to work a full hour.
No, we got time for that.
A bunch of songs. There was another team in there that they had to beat. Here, it's just you versus the song. That's it. Let's meet caller number 11. That's you, hey, Aaron.
Hello?
What's up, Aaron?
What's going on?
You, buddy.
You're going on.
Yes.
Are you pretty good with music, Aaron?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah? You think you could go on the TV show and win a lot of money?
I would hope so.
Okay. We'd all like to hope so, right?
We'll call this practice for you, just in case you do try to sign up for the TV show.
Okay.
All right. Here's how it works, Aaron. We're going to play you a song. When it cuts off, that means Shazam has identified it. I will then ask you to name the song, and if you can name the song, that's all we need. Just the title. You'll get your $1,000, okay?
All right,
let's give it a shot here. Aaron, here is your song.
Remember life and then your life becomes a better one.
Name that song.
I couldn't even hear it.
Oh, no.
Couldn't hear it.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
I mean,
buddy.
It played it sometimes, you know.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, Aaron. We're going to have to move on to the next one. We'll go with Paige. Hello, Paige.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi.
So you get the next shot at winning the $1,000. We will play you the song. You just got to tell us the title of the song. Here you go.
Remember life and then your life becomes a better one.
Name that song, Paige.
It's seven years.
7 years. 7 years old. That is correct.
Yay. Oh.
You just won $1,000.
Tell us about you.
Oh, my God. I'm from a tiny little town in Texarkana, and I'm going to school to be a special education teacher.
Oh, you're going to be a special ed teacher.
All right.
For tuition.
That's awesome.
Awesome. What are you going to do with the $1,000?
It's going for next semester's fees.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
That school's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Paige.
Thank you guys so much. I've been trying to get in for weeks.
And you finally did.
See, it happens.
Yay.
You just got to get a little bit of luck on your side, and you got that, Paige. Good luck with school, and thank you for what you're going to do for your job.
Thank you guys so much. I love y'all.
We love you, too.
She's crying. Special place in heaven. Special place in heaven for special ed teachers.
Like
yep. Well, all teachers, but especially those.
Our text is blowing up about the one-eyed lady.
Let's do the story again.
Yeah, an 88-year-old man in Ohio.
I forgot he was
flagged down
eight.
Flagged down the police and said, "Hey, one-eyed lady of the night stole my wallet." So they're looking for her right now. And the only description he could give them is that she had one eye.
I would think there's not that many.
Well, yeah.
She has something in common with Ohio.
He did.
Ohio only has one eye.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
He did get her first name. It's Winky.
And a lot of people are requesting that you make a shot or a drink after this story.
One-eyed hooker. Back. One-eyed hooker.
And we found out that Mother Price had one eye.
No. Her whole life.
You just play Fetty Wap?
Yeah. We're talking Patty Wap. That's what we're talking.
88? He's 88.
Yeah, if you're
sad, because he still wants
he's
love.
He's lonely.
Still wants love.
On one hand, props.
Yeah, right? Know,
that's working.
Yeah, I mean, something for us to look forward to. Hold 88, on. Still.
And he's not in the home, apparently.
I don't
want
to be doing it at 88. Alan.
Or was he in the home and he had the lady come over to the house?
No, he was out and about. He was driving. Yeah, it was
okay.
Car. Yeah.
So 88. Man, I hope I'm still strong enough to do stuff like that when I'm 88.
Mm. Somebody come get your grandpa.
Paul.
They want a sandwich, and they want a little loving.
Mm-hmm.
Or in his case, some pudding, because he got
pudding and some loving.
Pudding some loving.
Oh, my goodness.
They want some prunes and some loving.
Oh.
That's what they want.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we have a mystery in the studio right now. Jenna is covered in ketchup.
No, I'm not covered in ketchup, but my hair is so long, sometimes it dips. My hair will dip in just about everything I eat, and then I'll find whatever sauce somewhere else. So I just had some ketchup on the side of my face, and I don't know if it's in my hair or if it was on my finger. It's really not that important of a mystery.
Yeah.
I just have some ketchup in spots,
and
something
I don't
like
Jenna
it.
Over there.
Man, having long hair is tough.
Long hair? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shout out.
We finally had to cut my daughter's hair because her hair was getting in the toilet. When she was, when she would go potty, her hair would end up in the toilet.
Okay.
I think I can almost sit on my hair again. It's hitting my lower back. I need a cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was your daughter's age, I could sit on my hair.
Wow. Really?
You don't want it to dip in the toilet.
No,
though.
It's bad. No.
That's too long.
Because then it was pee hair, and then you got to shower.
I always have crumbs, though. If I sit and eat on my couch, I mean, I'm a mess. I have crumbs of food in my hair.
So hot right now.
Jenna's single, everybody.
I'm single. I can do whatever I want.
That's right, Jenna. You tell them.
I'll groom when the time comes. When the time is right.
I make sure.
Before vacation.
Yeah.
Right. And I was talking about how I found that card earlier on next to my car yesterday.
The Nine of Hearts mysteriously lying next to your car.
And you think someone left it there for you as a message.
It was just perfectly... It was laid out on the line, like perfect.
It was just trash, dude. It was just laying on the ground.
No,
maybe
man.
Maybe a magician was out drinking and or out all night and he left.
But it wasn't,
he was trying to get his keys out of his pocket.
It
and
wasn't
a card
there.
Fell out.
I would have noticed it when I got to work because I looked down every time I get out.
Maybe the wind blew it.
I don't know, Jenna. And landed perfectly next to the car on the line.
It didn't happen,
we got this text here.
Coincidence. What could have been? It was 9 days before my wedding.
There was nothing written on the card,
no
number.
And hearts signify love. You found it 9 days before my wedding.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm currently 9 years into my marriage.
Maybe they thought your car was my car. Wouldn't that be something?
Because
I'm the one marrying a magician.
Well, they say, hope this gets through to you, JC, but the Nine of Hearts often means victory or fulfillment of a dream in tarot.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe you will have gotten where you wanted to get or dreamed of.
Gotten to where you want to get.
Yeah.
What?
It means fulfillment, basically. I'm just reading a text. But it means fulfillment. So I fulfilled something.
If you believe in the tarot cards. I'm not a huge fan.
You don't believe in those?
I've never heard you say tarot.
And that's what it's called?
Yeah, but I've never heard JC talk about...
Tarot?
Reading tarot cards. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom is really into it. When my uncle passed away, she went to tarot card readings all the time. She had a psychic talk to her. As my uncle, and she's really into it. I, not so much.
You a bit skeptical?
I'm skeptical. I watched the kid on E, that one, that white kid.
Yeah, the white kid that talks to all the celebrities.
I like him. I just feel like you could just work your way by asking questions into having them answer.
Yeah, we've always had. And we've had a guy that was a friend of kid that would talk, was a medium, I think is what they call him.
John Edward.
And he would say, you know, you throw enough stuff out there, you're going to hit every once in a while.
Right.
You know? And he just I think it's.
I don't know. He told me. He said, "Kelly, you're going to get fat next year." And guess what?
You did.
I did.
He really wanted to know.
He did. Yeah. He said he asked me when my birthday was, and I told him. He said, "Oh, next year's a round year for you." I was like, "What does that mean?" He's like, "You're going to get fat." I got so fat.
Did you really? I went to one. My mom made
you
me go to
control
one.
Control over that though.
No, I didn't. It was my round year.
Did you just start eating because he said that?
It was out of my control.
No,
it'll make you fat. It was nothing I could do.
It was not out of your
control. He did tell me that.
I know. I believe that he told you that.
I was horrified.
But I believe that.
So what can I do? I just got to wait and get through the next year.
I went when my mom made me go, and the lady told me that I wouldn't make it out of college. And I took that as, I'm going to die. Like, this lady's telling me I'm not going to survive college. Mm. I didn't know that it meant that I was going to drop out.
Yeah.
Well, but she was right, I guess.
One told us that a member of our show would die by drowning. Everybody looked at me because I can't swim, but I love the water.
Out of the people that were in that room when she said that, only two of us are sitting here right now.
How many people are in the room?
Four.
Well, it was Kid, who's passed away, not by drowning. And who were you there, Jason? You were there.
No, this was at the three.
So it had to be
me, you, and Blake, maybe?
I don't know who it was at the time.
Someone. Oh, okay, but there's not someone else dead.
No, but we're the only two that are still here. But that could have been one of the people in the room, so maybe it wasn't one of us.
Yeah.
We all assumed it was Al because Al couldn't swim.
And
but that doesn't
beach.
Mean anything. I mean, it could be. I'm getting ready to go to a beach resort for my honeymoon.
Well,
I mean we just never know.
You never know.
Don't get in after eating. Is it around here?
No, I need to find out. I need to know.
Oh, the guy's name on E is Taylor Henry. That's the guy's name.
That little white kid. Little,
and he gets these B-list celebrities boohooing.
White.
He gets them so well.
It's very emotional, especially if
that's
you.
That's the thing. There's celebrities
believe.
You can find everything out about them that you want going in.
Yeah, we get that. Dr. Phil did it, and we get it that apparently Kid was trying to.
That's what they say, that John Edward was channeling Kid or something.
Okay. I see a friend of yours passed away. I see a D. Oh, Dave.
Dave.
Kid didn't go by Dave.
Well, he did to all of his friends, remember?
No,
they want you to know that.
And then the priest.
No, he didn't.
Well, I knew him as Dave. Oh, okay. Well, I knew him as Kid.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend today. That kills me. I have a friend today. I'm like, who? Who are you talking about?
I called Kid Dave once, and he gave me the dirtiest look. He's
people
like,
want us to know how
that
tight.
Was only for his friends.
People want to know how
you're
tight
allowed to call
they,
him that.
That they were with Kid, and so they call him Dave. But they say that to me, and I have no idea who they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew the man for a long time. Oh, we were talking in the back. Kelly, you heard us laughing, and you were wondering what we were
laughing
about.
You all busted out laughing, but I was very busy editing the Showbiz Top 5 that I could not go find out what you were laughing about.
You guys left the room, and it was
it
erupted.
They were guffawing.
I think we sent the picture to Anna so you could see it on Kid TV, but Lacey from Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
The podcast
that we have.
She also edits a lot of the stuff you hear on the radio for us.
Yeah. Right. She was so mad that we were laughing.
Okay, here's the deal.
Y'all were like hysterically laughing.
She's so mad
what
at
happened?
Us.
What happened? You guys, what was the conversation about?
Apparently they have a new TV or something at their house. And
because they're always judgy.
Hey, Lacey.
That's what makes me mad.
Hey,
everybody's
Lacey.
Good morning. I'm sorry.
Feel Good Friday?
Yeah.
Who's judgy?
They're judgy?
Everybody here is judgy.
It is true.
You can't do anything without people
That's
making
right.
fun of you.
You
okay.
can't.
So,
and, I mean, Trey's really judgy because Trey will find the flaw in anything and anyone. Mm-hmm. No girl's hot. And it's not just because he has a girlfriend.
His girlfriend
no
is hot.
No girl's hot. He'll list off a model and be
really?
Like, she's gross.
And everyone, Trey?
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, he finds flaws in everything.
Give us the flaw
Which
in
is
Jenna.
So negative.
Oh, in what? Jenna.
Why?
You know,
I wouldn't mean.
I don't want to focus on my flaws right
okay,
now.
Okay, what is mine?
Okay, go do Kelly's flaw.
We're getting off track.
No. This seems like a Let's get back on to Lacey. I don't
You're
want the target on my
to
back.
The wedding. Kelly wants to know what her flaw is.
Come back to me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
But Lacey said all the guys are judgy.
Yes. Everybody is so judgy. So my husband hung up a TV yesterday.
Yeah.
And
hold on.
Hold on.
Your hot firefighter husband.
Oh, yeah.
Hung it up by himself.
With a friend.
He mounted
still,
it.
Yeah.
He mounted the television.
Picture this wall with a fireplace right in the middle of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now. Wait, Lacey. Now.
That's like my house. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got this wall. Let's say it's 15 feet long. and from left to right. Now, you've got a fireplace right in the middle.
Dead center.
So it's center.
Where would you put your TV?
Jenna?
Above, well, I had one mounted above my fireplace.
And Kelly?
I would try to see about mounting it above
Hold
the
on,
fireplace.
Kelly, if I, do you have your... No, yours is not mounted above the fireplace.
No,
because you have a
the
TV
previous owners
place.
Had it mounted, but there was also a TV
Sometimes
cabinet that I
put in the corner
in.
To the side. Yeah,
oh, just to the side. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know what? The previous owners of my house, who we all know, Greg Jake, had the TV mounted to the right.
Yeah, and that's where
and
my TV
that's
is now.
That's where we decided to mount the TV.
Why is it mounted off center?
Right.
Because the fireplace is center of the room, and above the fireplace
it's
is
artwork.
Too high.
Look at the picture, Kelly.
Oh.
Above the fireplace is too high. So my husband sent me the picture after finally hanging up this TV after like a year and a half. I show everybody. And they tell me that the TV's wrong. The TV is not wrong. That is exactly where it's supposed to be.
Oh my God.
Exactly where it's supposed to be.
The TV is just like to the right of the fireplace.
And it's also,
the top of the TV is at the top of the...
It's also on the stand too, so you can pull it out. You can move it around like you want. That is so they put... They put this worry in my head that he did it wrong. So I go home last night and I'm looking at the TV and I'm looking above the fireplace and I'm like, no, that is way too high. We are exactly correct. Come to my house, I'll show you.
It depends on the distance you're sitting from the TV. I mean, mine's above the fireplace. It's not the best spot, but...
It's too high!
Kelly!
It is too high!
This
he did
is
it
really
correct!
Funny looking.
The TV's too damn high!
Now everybody's judging.
And the TV.
He did a great job!
Look,
it's your home, and if you're happy with that...
That is exactly where it's supposed to be. Yes!
That is
exactly where it's supposed to be.
What we're going to do is we're going to put up a poll on the Kid Nation Twitter.
You're watching it, so who cares what it looks like? Right?
It looks fantastic.
It looks funny.
We've I'm had sure this TV for a year and a half, and it's the first time that we've even turned it on. It's been back in his man cave ever since, and he finally got it hung up yesterday, and it looks
you know
great.
What? He put it over to the side. He was being passive aggressive. She's going to make me mount that TV in the living room. I'm going to put it way up.
No. She is standing by her man and his choice. Hey, I admire you for that.
I call him out for a lot of stuff, but this is not one of them because he did it correctly.
There's about a centimeter between the TV and the fireplace and a centimeter between the TV and the doorway.
It's exactly where it's supposed to be, JC.
Have you bumped into
Come
the
to
TV
my house.
Yet?
No.
Have you hit it? Coming around
no.
the corner?
No.
It's
exactly where it's supposed to be.
The only way to make this look good is to put another TV on the other side.
No, I have stuff on the other side.
Three TVs would be good. Like
no!
One on the back, one on the side,
I have
on the
so side. Many TVs in my house, I do not need another one in the living room. Judgmental people.
Oh, man. You sitting by the fireplace. Oh, my left arm sure is warm while we're sitting here watching TV.
No.
I mean, where you put it, you might as well just put the TV in the fireplace.
No! I'm going to have y'all over sometime. Okay, well, you can come admire my TV and my house.
Are you laying on the ground to watch it?
No, I have a sectional couch. I have a huge couch. I did not build the living room to make it with the fireplace in the center.
You don't have to justify it to anyone.
You don't.
You know, it's not your fault, Lacey. It's the dang builder.
He loves it.
The builder of the house screwed it up.
It's not my husband's fault either because he put the TV where it is supposed to go.
How did this get brought up? Like, why did you start showing the picture to people?
Because I got a text yesterday from him and I showed Robert because I have complained about the TVs not being hung up before.
A white cheddar?
Our producer. Okay. Yeah, so I showed Robert and then they all start laughing. Robert and engineer Don and tells me my TV is wrong in my house. And it is not.
This thing, this picture of this TV should be put on those videos that say, I dare you not to laugh.
Y'all are wrong. It is right. I'm right. He's right. My house is right.
You do what you want. I think the best option would have been a movable mount that comes down over the fireplace. Do you know what I mean? Like it can come like to the bottom of it. It goes out and down.
I like it where it is. Now, and it is on a movable mount.
Now, if it helps you, the TV is placed above where the cable outlets are. So.
What do you mean?
Well, it means that Greg Jake wired the house incorrectly.
Oh, my God.
Hey, at least the wires are in the wall. That's more than I can say for myself. You know?
It looks really good.
Your
and it covered up a hole that was already there.
It's cute. That looks great. I love all the art.
Your decor is awesome.
Thank you.
It's very cute.
But the TV just ruined it.
No, the TV is perfect.
Okay, well, you need to move the fireplace.
No, I can't. It's just right. I do not know what y'all's deal is. It's just right.
You could have just leaned it.
Hold on, bro.
The
texts are coming in because they're watching good TV.
What'd they say?
One text says, That's what one text says. Another one says, I am dying.
Do you use the fireplace?
You have yes. to go look okay. at it. Because yes. I feel bad for people that can't
Yeah, you
got to
go look at the picture.
Oh, man, I am so oh,
We can turn on the fireplace. I don't even have to make a fire. I just flip a switch and turn on my fireplace.
This is so great.
It's great. I completely disagree with everybody in the office then. Aww. Y'all are all wrong.
I have your back.
Thank you, Kelly. You're not wrong.
Loving what you love.
Is the couch in front of the television or the fireplace?
It's a sectional couch. It's around all of it. It's around everything.
I get that. Oh, yes.
You need a little chair.
We got the sectional couch because whenever we first moved in, we bought this little cute
She's
one.
She's so upset and, about this.
Well, I don't care. We bought this little cute
you
one.
Care.
Obviously.
And we weren't able to cuddle with each other, so we got this big sectional couch so we could cuddle with each other. Well, now we have a big couch, so we don't sit next to each other. He's on one end, I'm on the other end, and the TV is in the perfect location for both of us to be able to see it. It is perfect, Big Al.
On the other side, you need to put your refrigerator.
Like, no! No!
Another text is asking, is that a clown mask on the wall?
Yes.
You have a clown mask?
I have creepy art in my house. So that was a clown mask from Ecuador that my husband got whenever he was working there. Oh. Sometimes I'll buy two creepy stuff and he makes me put it in my girl room. But then we agree on a lot of art and it can be kind of dark sometimes. But yeah, I love the clown mask.
There you go.
It's in the perfect spot as
you
well.
You don't have to apologize for any of it.
No, you
I'm
don't.
Not.
I agree.
I'm absolutely
I don't particularly
not.
Like my TV above the fireplace, but I thought that's just where it was supposed to go.
No, I never once thought that. I never
I
once
even got
thought
a smaller
that because
TV
it is too
to
high.
Fit above the fireplace.
It's supposed to be centered.
Yeah.
I don't want my neck to hurt while I'm watching TV, while I'm staring up here.
Does your neck hurt, Jenna? Yeah, above the fireplace?
No, it's fine.
Are you laying down or sitting up?
Both. It's fine.
It's not fine at my house.
You
come to my house. Come to my house. It's not fine at my house.
How low is your couch?
It's a standard couch.
Is it one of those contemporary ones that's like really low?
No, it's fine.
It's a yoga mat.
I mean, you can see into it. No.
But it's her house. She can do what she wants.
It is perfect. It is finally, after 3 years, it is finally coming together.
If you're happy, if you're happy and you're watching it, it's just, it may not be aesthetically pleasing, but it's for you.
Totally exciting, aesthetically pleasing.
No, it's not.
Yes.
In that case.
First step of recovery.
Where's your stove?
Accepting.
I mean, I just want to know what the
Big Al, you hush. Everything is where it's supposed to be in my house. Everything.
The stove is next to the washer and dryer.
In the bathroom.
No.
I'm fine with it.
Just put put the toilet right there so you never even have to leave
the
room.
Oh, my God.
I'm whatever, but are you going to move it when you try and sell the house?
No. No, I'm going to leave it right there because that's where the TV is supposed to be.
No, it's not.
That's where it was before us. That's where it will be after us because the chimney is too high. Please do it.
What is
Can't
that?
Do it. Fireplace too high. Can't
too
do
high?
It. Yes.
Yeah, the fireplace too high.
Went all southern on
Too
it.
High or too
yes,
hot?
Yes, too high.
No, she's mad.
Oh, Lacey.
Where can people go to
Girl,
find
if you're
a picture
happy,
of this TV?
Yeah, I have friends asking me to see a picture of this
TV. Yeah, mine are too. They're texting me.
We're going to have it up on Kid Nation Twitter because we're going to have the... And please vote.
On the poll?
On the poll.
Okay.
And
there used to be polls on Facebook, but you can't do that anymore, can you?
Now, listen, you're at work right now. Control your laughter.
Or side with me and tell me that it's perfect, because I think that it's perfect.
The fact that you guys aren't fighting, you and your husband are happy with the placement
We're
and agreed
totally
on
happy
it.
With it. Yes.
That's great then.
They don't fight. They're fine.
Yeah. Oh, they fight. She gets mad at him when he messes up her coffee order, but she's fine with this.
He gave me black coffee one day, y'all. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, my God.
You don't know that I take creamer after all this time?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Kid Nation Twitter, that's where we have the
Someone
picture.
Someone just texted in how many little people live in the house.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.